The word expulsion probably brings to mind disruptive high schoolers, but in fact, many children are expelled as early as preschool. New research shows in Maine, nearly a quarter of child care centers have expelled a child in the last year. Robbie Feinberg reports on what happens to these young kids and how one program is trying to fix it.
Linda Maker loves working with children. It's how she ended up as the program supervisor for the Lubeck Community Outreach Center along the Canadian border. The hardest part of her job, though, is dealing with the few students with destructive behaviors. Those are the high-energy 5 or 6-year-olds who hit other kids and even destroy property. Maker darts across the floor to corral one student.
Look at Miss Maker. Do you think that he was asking you to stop? Was you listening?
Maker doesn't blame the kids. She says their behavior is often related to the stress of poverty, substance abuse, or domestic violence at home. And yet, when these behaviors get too unsafe, Maker and Executive Director Kathy Arrington are forced to make a difficult decision to expel these young students from their child care program.
It's heart-wrenching.
It is. It's very hard, very difficult. Difficult to tell a parent that a child is at the point where they just, it's unsafe to keep them in the program.
We've only had to do that maybe twice, but when it's happened, there's been lots of discussion prior weeks
and weeks of it
and trying different things to make that not happen.
What makes this extra hard is Lubeck's isolated location. The community outreach center serves many purposes for the town: thrift store, food pantry, summer and after-school child care. If a child is expelled, where can a parent go to find a new child care center?
I honestly don't know. I would say Machias.
That's about 45 minutes away by car.
And for some, you have to have a vehicle, and they might not. So it's problematic.
With these kinds of economic and domestic issues, an expulsion from a child care or preschool can exacerbate problems for a family. And it's not an issue that's just limited to Washington County. Research shows that Maine has the second highest preschool expulsion rate in the country.
A lot of providers are challenged themselves with how to manage some of these kids and these behaviors.
Rita Furlow is the senior policy analyst for the Maine Children's Alliance. In 2015, her group and the Maine Children's Growth Council began studying the issue. They surveyed child cares and preschools and found that nearly a quarter of Maine center-based providers had to expel a student within the past year. But Furlow says there is a solution, something called early childhood mental health consultations.
That issue just seemed to keep rising to the top in terms of the research and what would be most effective.
Okay.
To see what this looks like, we've got to head back to Lubeck. Program supervisor Linda Maker has brought in Julie Redding, the clinical director with Washington County's Community Caring Collaborative, a community health and support program. Redding racks up hundreds of miles traveling across Washington County, helping preschools and child care centers handle specific students. Redding's job is to serve as a kind of coach. She takes a look at what's working and what needs to be changed. She stands next to Maker as she watches a specific child for about 15 minutes.
Who does he get along with really well, or who's who has a lot of social skills, who is a good match for him?
These are a few strategies for improving behavior.
These guys are playing really nicely right now with the blocks and stuff like that. Is there something that he really, really loves that he might come out of there to play with?
These aren't big changes. Often it's simply creating more structure or supervision in the program. But Maker says having someone with expertise is helpful, especially in an isolated town like Lubeck.
When I see a child, you know, and I know there's a need there, you know, I just send off an email, this is what's going on. And before we didn't really have much, I mean, I don't think we had any support system there.
Nationally, this approach has been shown to help reduce expulsions. In Connecticut, similar programs are in use statewide. For Maine, though, it's still mostly limited to Washington County. Rita Furlow with the Maine Children's Alliance says only recently have preschool expulsions been recognized as a problem in Maine. But she says with growing legislative support, she's hopeful the state will see the value in intervening early on. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.